Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little weekend bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do appreciate you taking these few moments out to listen to me, and I hope you find this interesting. I want to talk to you about, actually, the whole cult of the science. Do you remember back in 2020, 21, we were told, follow the science? You know, I'm sorry, but you have to do what we're telling you, because what we're telling you is, well, it's science-based. Really? Let's listen to a lady called Dr. Mandy Cohen. She is, I believe, about to be made director of the CDC. She was previously NC Health Director. And let's listen to what she had to talk about when it came to consulting with her counterparts in other states about, for example, which sports should we allow during COVID or not. Listen to her, and listen most of all to her attitude.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor, just to, but you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. you know, it was like conversations like that. So, or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up a mess? They're like next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday. So
there you go, friends. That's the science, according to Dr. Mandy Cohen. It's like, when are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay. This is at the most senior level in American health. And I can assure you, I'm sure it worked exactly the same in the UK. These people, they were laughing as they made up their absurd and stupid rules. I mean, for example, do you remember that time back in 2021 when we were told, now look, we've reopened the restaurants, but you got to wear a mask if you go in. And then once you've been seated at your table, you can take your mask off. But if you have to get up to go to the loo or whatever, then you got to put your mask on again, because apparently COVID circulates at about 4 foot above ground level. So it's dangerous up there. But when you're seated, it's okay. It won't get you. Now, anyone with half a brain would have realized that that was completely implausible and in no way scientific. And I vividly remember during that time going into restaurants with my wife. Neither of us wore masks. We didn't follow any of the absurdity, but most people did. Most people did. They seemed to believe, yes, COVID doesn't get you when you're sitting down, but you stand up, thump, it's got you. You've got the Spanish flu. And then things like, shall we allow a particular sport? Shall we allow professional football? No, let's just close it down. Let's take away that bit of enjoyment. You know, let's do that there. Let's restrict the number of people who can go to a funeral to, oh, I don't know, let's say half a dozen. I mean, all of this was arbitrary. You understand that. I understand it. These were arbitrary, irrational, unscientific little tyrannies introduced by people like this woman, Dr. Cohen, without any grounding in science whatsoever. And it's also interesting that, you know, a lot of them were women, by the way, in imposing these tyrannies upon us. But then giggling about it, like, oh, it's the funniest thing in the world. You know, so like she said, shall we ban professional football? And I said, yeah. And she said, yeah, okay, so will I. I mean, that's the level that we're talking about. What that showed to me was one of the big you know, lessons from that is that if you give a certain type of person extra power, don't expect them to use that power judiciously or in a kindly fashion or indeed in a humanitarian fashion, because they won't. Instead, as we now know, and some of us did say it at the time during COVID, it was all theater. It was all absurd. Of course, the masks didn't stop you catching the thing that didn't exist, because it didn't exist in the first place. Of course, the vaccine passports serve no purpose other than control. Of course, closing down sports, stopping people going to the gym, stopping people going for walks in parks. Remember when they cordoned off? I remember my local park that I tend to walk around. They all the park benches, they put you know, tape over it to stop people sitting together in a park in the open air. And again, no science behind that whatsoever. And that's I think from this vantage point in history, the bit that's really, really clear, except the mainstream media won't admit it, there was no science. You couldn't follow the science because there was no science. And then when you challenged them on it, they said, oh yeah, but hang on a second, we were moving at the speed of science. Remember that one, the speed of science? Turns out that the speed of science is actually the speed of just making things up and then collectively agreeing on them and then forcing them upon people. So I think these people are pretty much unforgivable. It's clear to me that they've got no sense of regret for what they did, no sense of the hurt that their draconian sort of collectivism imposed upon us at all. None at all. So shame on them. And, you know, and it just demonstrates to me, and we did say it at the time, that there was no science behind the science. Thanks for listening.